David in Belfast. Morning, David.
Hello, Stephen. I'm just phoning up. You're sympathising with him about people abusing about his faith.
Yeah.
I don't think it helps sometimes too when you're on a new this Christianity. Like you say,
well, I don't. So that's your first problem.
You said the other day that on the radio that you find it hard to believe that God would let something happen and all. And you were on the radio one day and you stated that you didn't believe there was a God.
Well, so I
but
think...
Why do you put your views forward? You would not say anything against Islam, but you will against Christianity. I've corrected you before about it.
Well,
and I'm sick. I'm not a Christian, but I am sick, sore and tired of listening to you saying, oh, I don't believe this or God lets this happen.
Well, you got up out of bed the wrong way this morning, didn't you?
Yeah, I have got up because I'm sick listening to you this.
So let me just give the context. You've taken that completely out of context.
No, you say there's no God. What about some young Christian that's walking about and believes there's a God and some people decide to bully him saying, oh, you believe there's a God? Sure, Stephen Nolan says there's not. You should not be saying that. You shouldn't be giving your
Well, here's what that. Here's actually what I said. So here's, you know, it's amazing how people like you take things out of context,
well,
right?
You apologised in the Belfast Telegraph one night for saying it.
So here's what I said, okay? I can't, who was I was speaking to? Can you remember, David? It was Tim Mercer. It was Tim Mercer, the who is a security...
He was out in Afghanistan.
Exactly, exactly. And he's out there doing security. And Tim is a Christian. And he was talking about his Christian faith. And what I said to Tim was, I said to him, does it not make him question? It's a question. Does
right.
it not make him question his Christian faith? Does it not make him question whether God exists or not when he sees little children out there being... being blown to bits by bombs and chemical weapon attacks, and that's a completely valid question. And
have
indeed,
said,
and indeed, he answered
said,
it.
Have you ever said to a Muslim and questioned him about his Islamic faith? Never. I've never heard you saying it. Never.
And you don't think that you don't think that's a reasonable question to ask?
It's, yes.
And by the way, Tim said that it did make him question his faith,
yes,
But then
you've asked me a question and
yes,
I'm going to answer.
Yes,
it's a valid question, but you never ever said to anyone that's on a Muslim faith. Never. You've never said, because you know rightly, if you did, you'd be inundated by the PC crowd and you'd probably end up kick off the radio about
Well, look, let's talk to you. You're a Christian, right?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
I said to you, I'm not.
You're not at all.
I'm sick. Yes, I like fairness and. You do not be fair. You have stated your views on Christianity.
Do you believe in God, David?
Yeah, I believe, but I'm not a Christian.
Okay, so you believe in God?
Yes, I believe there's a God.
So here's what I'm asking. What type of God would allow the devastation that we see around the world? Little children, you know, and adults and innocent people getting blown up by chemical weapon attacks and by bombs and by suicide bombers. Explain that to me, how a God allows that to happen.
I haven't got the intelligence to explain it to you.
But you've got the intelligence. You've got enough intelligence to come on and hold your own, rightly
you
so, good on you. So think
you
about it. Just think it through.
Why do you not question Muslims like that? You do not. You do not question Muslims about their faith.
Well, I certainly would if I got the opportunity. I certainly would.
You've found you've spoke to Muslims after there's been a suicide bomber or whatever.
Yes, I have. I have.
You've never yet said, do you think Muhammad would allow this to happen or whatever? Never.
Actually, I've questioned Muslims many times about
about
their faith. Yeah. You're talking nonsense.
No. Well, why do you not state them that you don't believe in Muhammad? But you believe there's no God. You would be afraid to say that. Why do you never say it?
What are you talking
about?
You did state it,
and you apologized in the Telegraph for saying you didn't believe in God. There was a God. Why do you never say that you don't believe that the Quran's right or that there's no
God? Can we deal with the more interesting part of the conversation? Right?
Right, go ahead.
Right. Just think this through, because you're saying you're not intelligent enough, nonsense, because you're on the programme, you're holding your own, no problem, right? Try to process what your gut instinct is as to if there is a God, why would a God allow the you know, the child abuse that we see, the elderly and frail people having injustice done to them, the natural disasters that kill thousands of people at the one time. Why would a God, David, allow that to happen?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's just there's evil people. There's people going to do evil things. So,
but the question is, why would a God allow, if it's not just all natural events, and that there is no God controlling anything, why would a God allow that to happen?
I don't know. Honestly, I'm told you, I don't know the answer to that.
Well, that's why I'm asking the question.
But you're asking a question that's different from stating a view. You stated a view that you don't believe in God. You apologise for it in the Belfast Telegraph.
What I actually said was, I have tried many times to try to believe in God, and that I would like to believe in God, and that maybe I'm wrong.
But why do you do? You never mention Islam. Why do you not say, I've tried to believe in Islam, but I can't believe in it? Because you will not say that.
What is your obsession with Islam?
No, I haven't. I have an obsession with...
with me?
Equality. If you're going to say it about one
religion... obsession with me?
No, I have it with all religions. Say it about them all, not just Christianity. You've never ever done it.
Do you think?
I listen to your show. If you ever do it, I will ring you and say...
Good man.
Thank you very much.
You listen every day, do you?
Yes, I do.
Good man. Thank
you. Okay, I listen and I'm sick of minority pander on this country.
What do you mean now?
Well, there's hardly a day goes by that there's not something on about the LGBT, about the ones that lost the vote for Brexit. They've lost. What do they want in and out of Europe? They've lost. Man, they just keep wanting votes until they get the result they want.
Well, the reason why people are talking about Brexit, of course, this week, people talk about Brexit every week, it's such a huge story, but one of the talking points this week is Tony Blair, former Prime Minister, therefore it's newsworthy, said that he doesn't think we have to leave Europe. He thinks that there will be a deal presented to this country, which means that we can get our own way and we don't have to leave.
Did he not see the result of the vote?
Well, the vote was very close. It was 52-48.
Well, what if it went the other way? Would we be allowed to keep voting until we got the result that we wanted?
Why did you want to leave, by the way? Why are you a Brexiter?
Because I'm sick of Europe telling us what we can and what we cannot do.
Like what?
Laws. Well, fishing to start off with.
Fishing?
Yes, fishing laws.
You're
not allowed to fish in your own waters at certain areas and certain times.
You're a fisherman, are you?
Nope.
So you ring up about fishing and you're not a fisherman. You ring up about religion and you're not religious.
No, but you're allowed your views, aren't you?
What do you do for a living?
Lazy, that's what.
What do you do?
What?
What do you do, man?
Removals.
I might need you.
Removals.
I might need you.
You might need me to move you out there if you ever say anything wrong about Islam.
Thank you, David.